The Dial Corporation will pay $10 million to settle sexual harassment charges at its soap-making plant near Chicago. 4 years ago, the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission filed a class-action lawsuit against Dial on behalf of about 100 current and former female employees of the plant. The attorneys for Dial and the government reached the settlement yesterday, just as a trial on the accusations was about to begin. NPR's David Shaper reports.
The Dial Corporation's plant, about 45 miles west of Chicago near Aurora, Illinois, produces 2.3 million bars of soap every day, more than any other Dial facility. But according to many of the women who have worked there, the atmosphere at the plant has been anything but clean.
Dial and its Aurora facility has been virtually a cesspool of sex harassment.
Noelle Brennan is the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission's lead attorney on the case.
There was dirty, nasty comments, pictures, cartoons. Women were referred to in the most gross and demeaning ways. There was grabbing and groping, requests for sex, men exposing themselves.
In addition, Brennan says the company failed to respond to most complaints and failed to discipline those committing the acts. Since the lawsuit was filed 4 years ago, Dial has steadfastly denied the accusations. A company spokeswoman says some of the allegations are overblown, but she adds Dial has acted on legitimate complaints over the years, firing 5 male employees at the plant, including 2 supervisors. Dial instituted a sexual harassment training program in 1990 and even got a best practices award from the EEOC in 1998 for its efforts. But on the eve of the trial, the company says it made a business decision to enter into the consent decree with the EEOC. Camille Olson is an attorney for Dial.
At this point, we have shut the door on the litigation and we've agreed to move forward, moving forward with the company's commitment to EEO and non-harassment throughout its workplace at Dial's Aurora facility, as well as throughout the country.
Dial doesn't admit to any wrongdoing as part of the settlement, but in the words of EEOC attorney John Hendrickson, the $10 million it's paying ain't peanuts. In addition, Hendrickson says the consent decree creates a 3-member outside panel to monitor the company's compliance for the next 2.5 years.
The monitors are going to be all over Dial like flies on you-know-what, and if there's anything wrong, they're going to call it to our attention, or then they're going to call it to the judge's attention.
A federal judge has approved the consent decree. Hendrickson says the $10 million settlement is the largest corporate sexual harassment amount since Mitsubishi Motors paid $34 million to nearly 500 female workers at its Normal, Illinois factory 5 years ago. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.